An excerpt from Hedotis, Isle of Hedion, by Captain Asher Sorengale. The citizenship test for those wishing to reside in Hedotis reminds me of the entrance exam for the Scribe Quadrant. But our test is designed to measure how much a potential cadet has learned. And theirs reads as though to prove how much one has not. Chapter 36. Chairs screech against the stone floor as Mira, Cat, and I stand. Get back here! I shout down the bond, and panic wraps its sharp, nailed hands around my heart and squeezes. Already en route, Tarn replies. Is Crod? Enraged, but not suffering the loss of his rider, from what I can tell.
He just set part of the forest on fire, and Darna adds.
Ryerson, he's not... Arik starts to repeat. I heard you the first time. Zayden hooks his arms under Garrick's shoulders and hauls him from the chair, then lays him out on the floor and kneels by his side. What did you put in it? I ask Ferris, rounding the table. His smile shifts from playful to cruel, but he doesn't answer. Get Traeger, Mira orders, and I hear a door open and shut behind me. Zayden presses his ear to Garrick's chest, sluggish but beating. We need to get him to breathe, Arik starts. He's fucking blue. Well aware. Zayden pinches Garrick's nose shut, then seals his mouth over Garrick's and exhales. Garrick's chest rises. I rock back on my heels and stand, finding Talia staring at Garrick with horror-stricken eyes. What was in the cake? I ask her. She startles. Nothing. Her brow furrows as she looks at Garrick's slice, then reaches for hers. It's just not for you, my dear. Ferris takes her plate, then winces, tilting his head as he runs a hand over his stomach. What did you do? Talia pushes back so quickly her chair falls into the wall behind her, leaving a mark on the pristine surface. I tested them as you asked, he tells her with a loving smile. Here, in the privacy of our home, where they'd be comfortable. Nairi and Rosalind both nudge their plates away, exchanging annoyed glances as Mira hovers, ready to strike. You poisoned my son? Talia shrieks. Your son was wise enough not to eat it. Ferris replies, our isle can be unforgiving. You should be proud, not angry. I grab what's left of Garrick's cake and lift it to my nose. It smells like chocolate and sugar and maybe a hint of vanilla, but... There. I breathe deeply, catching a hint of something sickly sweet, like fruit that's been left in the sun too long. It's still slowing, Arik says, and I glance back to see him lying with his ear against Garrick's chest as Zayden breathes again for his best friend. My mind doesn't race. It flies. It could be anything, powdered and added to the flour, liquefied and mixed in with the eggs, or added to the glaze. It could be indigenous or imported. All I have is Dad's field guide. We're so far out of our depths here that I'm not even sure Brennan could help. Violet, Zayden pleads as our gazes collide. The panic in those onyx depths jars me like nothing else can. I take a deep breath and steady my heartbeat to slow my thoughts. I'll find it, I promise. I won't let him die. Zayden nods and breathes for Garrick again. I smell the cake one last time and set it down, finding Ferris watching us with rapt curiosity. Talia slowly backs herself against the curved wall, wrapping her arms around her middle as she watches Zayden. Is this the part where you draw a weapon? Ferris asks me, shifting in his seat. Threaten to kill me if I don't tell you what your hasty friend ingested? No, I lean my hip against the table where Talia should be sitting. This is the part where I tell you I've already killed you. Ferris's smile slips. And yet I breathe, and your friend does not. But his body rolls like he's trying to contain a belch, and he covers his mouth. Oh, you'll breathe just fine, I glance at the other three. You all will. It's the vomiting until your bile turns to blood that will kill you. Should start in about 10 minutes. Don't worry, it only lasts about an hour. Kind of a miserable way to go, but I worked with what I had. Nairi lurches out of her chair and drops to her knees, retching onto the floor. Shit, my timing's off, I say to Mira. She had two glasses. Mira wrinkled her nose and retreats a step as Nairi empties the contents of her stomach. You drank and ate everything we did, Ferris says, the blood draining from his face. I watched.
Not before dinner, you didn't. I drummed my fingers on the table. Before dinner, it was just the six of us. Are you curious what I gave everyone for an appetizer as we walked down the stairs? His eyes flare. You're lying. You wish. I glance sideways as Talia slides down the wall, muffling a cry with her fist. Time for your test. Do you know why Erin Mint is illegal to export? Why it's against the rules to take it outside Erasia? The fucking tea, Ferris hisses, shooting a glare at Talia. I lift his empty goblet and turn it upside down. And you drank it all, I tisk at him, then set it back on the table. I'll make you a deal. I was saving this for the unlikely event we failed your test and needed leverage, but you give me your antidote, and I'll give you mine. You don't get to beat me, he shakes his head. Anger prickles along my skin. And you don't get to poison my friend with impunity. I tilt my head, refusing to let any of the panic curdling in my stomach show on my face. Your friend will be dead in the next 20 minutes, and I will still have 40 to see you slaughtered by my guards. You think we won't find the antidote in your room? His voice rises. The house shudders, and an ear-splitting roar rattles the forks against their plates. I wish you the best of luck. I manage to keep my voice level. You have mediocre guards. I have 10 lethally trained riders and flyers, 4 griffins, and 7 pissed-off dragons. The odds are in my favor. Ferris blanches. How do I know you're not bluffing? That what you've given us is deadly? You don't, I shrug. But as soon as you or your wife starts vomiting blood, I'm afraid the antidote won't do you any good. Time's ticking. The door swings open behind us, slamming into the wall. Oh, fuck. Drake immediately sidesteps out of the doorway and Traeger rushes in, the others close behind. What did they give him? The flyer asks, dropping to his knees opposite Zayden. Working on that, I tell him. And I'm failing. Ferris isn't responding to a threat to his own life or even his wife's. It goes against every base instinct I have. I would have forked over the antidote as soon as I'd realized Zayden was in trouble. Stop thinking like you, Tarn orders. Think like him. He'd rather die than lose. Fear drips off the edges of every word. He's not going to tell me. Then stop asking him. Violet, Zayden shouts. We have to get his heart beating stronger. Traeger puts one hand on top of the other on Garrick's sternum, then forces all his weight down. Keep breathing for him. The door opens behind Ferris, and a servant gasps, then slams the door shut and screams. My gaze swings to Mira. I need you to handle everything else in this house that can kill us. Then I look toward the doorway and find Dane standing behind Kat and Riddick. Get my dad's book on Hedotis. It's in my pack on the right side of my bed. Dane nods and takes off running. We seal the house now, Mira orders. There are 3 doors on this level. Cordella, take the front. Kat and Marin, handle the back by the patio. I'll go for the side. Riddick and Arik, stay with Violet. She draws her daggers and charges past the 2 sick women and through the servants' entrance to the kitchen. The cook. Riddick, with me! I call back over my shoulder, then race through the door Mira left open and into the kitchen. 5 servants stand around a large cluttered table, their hands up at their shoulders, palm facing outward. There are 2 more at the hearth, 1 at the wash basin, and 2 by a stone oven. Where is the cook? They stare back at me. Where is the cook? I repeat, switching to Hedotic. The female servant who just found us trembles as she points to a doorway on her right. I draw 2 blades and trust Riddick to watch my back as I storm past the workers and into... It's a pantry. Shelves with jars and baskets of fruits line the walls. The spindly man startles and nearly drops what looks to be a jar of pickled eggs. What did you put in the cake? I ask in Hedotic. What I was instructed to. He slides the jar back onto the shelf, then reaches below and draws a knife from the block. Don't do that, I lift my blades. Just tell me what's killing my friend and you live. He charges me and I throw my daggers in quick succession, embedding them deep within both his forearms. Blood streams to his elbows and he drops the kitchen knife, then bellows, staring down at his arms as his hands shake. I told you not to do that. I take 3 steps, then yank out both of my daggers by their hilts and kick him square in the stomach. He stumbles backward into the shelves. Debilitating pain explodes in my side, and I gasp. Tensing every muscle like that might somehow rewind the last 30 seconds and spare my broken rib. Fuck, I did not think that through. The cook brings his trembling hands together in a plea, revealing blue half moons under his nails. Please, no, I have a wife and 2 children. Blue. He hadn't been using a blue-edged towel. He'd been scrubbing the blue off his hands. I back out of the pantry slowly and find Riddick guarding the door. Flight jacket unbuttoned, sword drawn. We're looking for something blue.
You telling me there's actually something colorful on this aisle?
We both stare at the pots, pans, and dishes covering the newly deserted work table, then move toward it. Riddick sheathes his sword, picks up a pot, checks its cream-colored contents, and sets it back down. Even the freaking birds are white. Heiress birds. Blue nails. The scent of overripe fruit. That's it. I know what it... The cook yells as he storms out of the pantry and both Riddick and I whirl. My heart seizes as I catch sight of the cook's kitchen knife mid-flight. I dodge right, then surge forward toward the cook, walling off the pain like it belongs to someone else, and pull a move from Cortland's book. I throw the dagger with a snap of my wrist and pin the cook's bloodied hand to the fucking doorframe. He has the nerve to howl like he doesn't deserve it. Stay there, I order in Hedotic, then turn back toward Riddick. Air gushes from my lungs as Riddick looks down. The cook's knife is lodged in his side.